KOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Just you, just me. We'll find a cozy spot to cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you.
Welcome to the WVOX Golden Apple Cabaret Hour. In this very posh cabaret, we play music that speaks to the power of love, music that speaks so eloquently of the human condition, songs that say, I need you, I want you, I love you. Those are the words of Elliot Ames, and that is our mission, to share this amazing music with you. My name is Alex Leonard, and assisting today, helping to make the music run so smoothly, is the indispensable Gerald Bell. Thank you, Gerald. On today's show, my guest will be director of NYCJazzTour.com, Ari Silverstein. Ari's love and knowledge of jazz and cabaret music is unparalleled. Practically every night, Ari is out on the town, whether it's the East Village, Uptown, Harlem. Ari is on the scene, and we'll be listening to and talking about some of the musical artists that have made an impact on him, as well as the current goings-on in the current Manhattan jazz and cabaret scene. If he never sang a note, Nat King Cole would still be in the encyclopedias of jazz as one of the top pianists of the 1940s. The fact that he also sang made him a superstar in pop music as well as an icon of American culture. When the song Mona Lisa hit in 1950, that was essentially the beginning of Nat Cole's rise as a pop music balladeer. In 1956, he went into the recording studio to record an album that brought him back to his jazz roots. And this album has sort of a jam session vibe to it. This song, from the same composers as the song Mona Lisa, Nat Cole, and I Was a Little Too Lonely.
You promised me you'd come back. I promised to wait. But I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late. Too many long nights alone, not even a date. So I got a little too lonely, and now you're a little too late. You never would write, you never would call. While I had the blues, you were having a ball. You thought that I'd be here to run to. Now I'm gonna do to you what I was done to. Too bad about you, my friend. It could have been great, but I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late. While I had the blues, you were having a ball. You thought that I'd be here to run to. Now I'm gonna do to you what I was done to. Too bad about you, my friend. It could have been great, but I was a little too lonely, and you were a little too late.
was a little too lonely and you were a little too late. No, 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 you're on time, right on time. That song was written by the songwriting team of Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. It's from a reissue of Nat King Cole's classic 1956 album, After Midnight. This release contains some alternate takes, as well as the tune, which we heard, I don't believe it was on the initial album, Willie Smith there on the alto saxophone. You are tuned into the Golden Apple Cabaret Hour, and yes, you're right on time here at WVOX. Coming up, jazz impresario Ari Silverstein will be going live with me on air to play some of his favorite artists and chat about the jazz and cabaret world of today and yesteryear. Next week, please tune in as well as I feature the music from a recently released CD reissue of pianist-vocalist Bobby Cole, his album A Point of View. I'm looking so forward to chatting with Marie Hedgman and Bobby's daughter, Stephanie Cole Edmond, about Bobby Cole's performing career, his work with Judy Garland, and listening to many of his recordings. Vince Giordano is a Grammy-winning New York native whose band, The Nighthawks, is an important mainstay of Manhattan nightlife. Vince sat down to do an interview with Debbie Burke, and her article begins with this observation: if the highest compliment to a musician is to say that his or her band transports the listener, then band leader Vince Giordano is a travel agency extraordinaire unto himself, providing a one-way ticket to a fascinating time and place. His vintage style, 1920s, 30s music, instantly brings the audience to a raucous, uninhibited party where enjoyment reigns supreme. From the album Cheek to Cheek, here is Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks Orchestra with the Irving Berlin tune, No Strength.
No ties to my affections. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. No dates, they can't be broken. No words, they can't be spoken, especially when I am feeling romancy. Like Robin in a tree, like a sailor who goes to sea, like an unwritten melody, I'm free, that's me. So bring out big attraction, my decks are glid for action. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy.
Giordano and his Nighthawks from the album Cheek to Cheek. That song, No Strings, was introduced by Fred Astaire in the 1935 film Top Hat. And we are all wearing our top hat, our white tie, and our tails as we get ready for my very special guest, Ari Silverstein, who will be joining us in just a few moments. Orson Welles called Eartha Kitt, quote, the most exciting woman in the world. I believe Ari might agree with that statement. We'll soon find out, as I do know she is one of his favorite performers. Let's go back to 1965, Eartha Kitt live at the Plaza. Champagne me, caviar me, sell me.
If you like me, you'd better show it. If I've got what you desire, then let me know it. When you are near, I wanna hear you sigh. Sell me, and maybe I'll buy. Romance me when you meet me. Whisper sweet tender nothings when you greet me. Either wine or dine me or farewell me. Champagne me, caviar me, Ritz Hotel me, baby sell me. I wanna feel that I'm really living. I've got a lot to give, but first you do the giving. If you take me to that place called paradise, I'll pay for the trip. If you'll pay the price, get me going with your caresses. Make me tingle with delight as night progresses. Make me know I mean the world to you. So sell me, or baby, adieu. Overlooking Central Park and all of Manhattan, where you can hang your hat most any matinee. Depends what you do, depends what you say, but you could, boy, yes, you could, boy. So when you sell me your line, make it good, boy. You could be the apple of my eye. So sell me, sell me, sell me, and maybe this baby will. I could be a Turkish delight. The natives are restless in Istanbul tonight. So begin now, you can win now. Darling, make me feel completely feminine now. But you'll never know if you don't try. So sell me, sell me, sell me. And maybe but to tater-tate, you have to have a maid. So don't hesitate, or you will get the gate. Say you want me with my desire. You'll fan the flame, then I will set the fire. It's up to you. You see, I'm really shy. So sell me, sell me, sell me. And maybe,
Eartha Kitt from the album Eartha Kitt at the Plaza. The song Sell Me here on the Golden Apple Cabaret Hour. My name is Alex Leonard, and the cabaret is open every Sunday at this time, live streaming on the internet at WVOX.com or on the radio at WVOX 1460 AM. My guest today is Ari Silverstein, director of NYCJazzTour.com. By day, Ari is the owner of the luxury real estate practice, the Silverstein Collection, but by night, this quintessential native New Yorker is part of the fabric of jazz and cabaret nightlife with a love and knowledge of the music that is unparalleled. Ari continues to walk the footsteps of East Village dives and Uptown Society cafes and the Harlem haunts where the jazz masters developed their craft. We're going to share some recordings now and stories of some of his favorite artists, as well as chatting about the gems to be found in the current Manhattan jazz and cabaret scene. Eartha Kitt, Ari, might you agree with Orson Welles that Eartha Kitt was the most, quote, exciting woman in the world?
She certainly was an electric lady to be around. I had the great opportunity. Sort of my cabaret journey started with her in the days of dial-up internet. She was the first cabaret personality that I ever heard, and I took a great liking to her and her joie de vivre and her singing in, I think it was some 14 languages, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
She was a fascinating lady, and I even named a car after her, and I had vanity plates that said E. Kitt, and I would go to the Carlisle and caused quite a stir if I parked that car outside. When they saw the license plate, they would think that Eartha was in there. It was just myself. And I sort of started a tradition. I learned about Bobby Short in my classes in Buffalo, New York, which we have to speak about Buffalo here because really that was my musical awakening.
Sure.
I was in Buffalo, New York, thanks to Professor Chuck Mancuso, who is now just retired, and we just got approval to have his lecture hall named after him and his unique three-screen multimedia approach to teaching American popular music is what really awakened my musical sensibility and what brought me into the jazz world back in 1998. And ever since then, taking that class, there was Chapter 10, Creme de la Creme Cabaret, and the first voice to come on was Mabel Mercer, and then Bobby Short and Hugh Shannon, and then shortly later, Julie Wilson, and then shortly later in 40s, 30s and 40s revival, Blossom Geary, and then a little bit later, Mark Murphy, and Mark Murphy wound up becoming a artist in residence at my college, and we became lifelong friends, and I wound up co-producing his memorial years later. So Chuck Mancuso is really the bridge to it all, and I can make a link to Jackie Jocko. Jackie Jocko was mentioned a couple weeks ago when you had Howard Goldman on the show here. Jackie was an amazing lounge performer with bebop lines. He and his partner, Joe Peters, who was a drummer. And they performed for over 20 years at E.B. Green's, a wonderful upscale steakhouse in Buffalo, New York. And Chuck brought me in to hear Jackie. And I would sit there four nights a week learning tunes. I mean, Jackie knew just about every tune, every movie theme, from classical music to popular music. Could play every song and every style and every tempo. And I really learned so much from him. And Alex, I think we have a cut of Jackie Jocko lined up, actually with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. And this is written by a good friend who's now passed on, a trumpeter and lyricist and playwright, composer, Joe Giambra. I Love You, Buffalo.
Yeah, I understand that.
Available to us?
Yeah, I understand Joe Giambra was a Buffalo icon, a trumpet player, and also a police officer, if I'm correct.
I wasn't aware that he was a police officer.
Yeah, and he was
he worked in the small business administration area at my school. He was just such a generous man. with his time and his thoughts, and really an icon in the Italian community there. He wrote Bread and Onions and all these plays about the Sicilian experience in Buffalo and elsewhere. And he was a really remarkable man.
Joey Giambra.
I'm glad we could mention his name.
Yes, absolutely. And all the other names you mentioned before, all of those names came up in Chuck Mancuso's course when he was teaching?
Oh, yes. And we're working on seeing if we can have Chuck's book, American Popular Music and the Underground, digitized. We've been trying for some time now, and we are working on that because there's over 1,500 photographs in that book, and as well as a magnificent listening guide in the back of the book, which really for every genre in the book, and it goes from marching bands and minstrelsy all the way up to rock and roll becoming the predominant American popular music form, a listener's guide to all those types of music, so blues music, bluegrass, 30s, 40s revival, bebop, I mean, just everything. It's just a remarkable book. And I believe that the Talking Leaves bookstore in Buffalo still carries it in print, so you can order it online there. And again, we are a little bit, waterlogged with trying to get the book digitized, but we're trying to do that, and hopefully we can reach a larger audience if that happens.
Wonderful. And you mentioned, you alluded to our dear friend Harold Goldman. I want to remind people if they're in Buffalo
Howard.
Or they're... Howard, what did I say?
Howard Goldman.
Right, is appearing with the Lounge Cadets at the Hyatt Regency every Friday evening. It's a wonderful evening that he does there in Buffalo, where he just has tremendous singers that come in and play, and he's at the piano. And Howard was our guest just not too long ago, and we were celebrating Buffalo. So let's continue to do that. You mentioned Jackie Jocko. Let's listen to a song written by Joey Giambra, Jockey Jocko, and I Love You, Buffalo.
I love you, Buffalo. I'm coming home again to see parks, trees, and waterways. Memories of precious days. I'll see my city turning bright and bold, fantastic new things blending with old. I miss your summer days, the varied people and their ways, October mornings in the park, the snow that falls and lights the dark. How much I miss you, you will never know. I'm coming home to watch you grow. There used to be a thing so many years ago. People packed up and left you, dear old Buffalo. Leaving from the north side, south side, east and west, but now they're coming back to the city they love best. We love you, Buffalo. We're coming home again to see the beauty of the seasons change. The force of nature does arrange. The leaves of autumn and the rains of spring, the summer on the shore, snow
love
and
you.
December.
I love you, Buffalo. That's Jackie Jocko singing there. And a couple weeks ago, we had Howard Goldman on from Buffalo. We have Ari Silverstein here as well, who has a close connection to Buffalo. And Jackie Jocko, these two gentlemen introduced me to the music of Jackie, and I just ordered his album. I couldn't find it on CD. There's an album that he has called Like Wow, And I'm hoping when I could transfer that and get the files in order, we'll be playing more of Jackie Jocko here on the Golden Apple Cabaret. Our guest today is Ari Silverstein, director of NYC Jazz Tour. And that song, I Love You Buffalo, we were talking about Joey Giambra, who was a civic legend there in Buffalo. When I first started the show, Ari, I played a song called I Was a Little Too Lonely and You Were a Little Too Late. I think there was a Charlie Cochran connection there. Am I correct?
Charlie did that show in just about, that song in just about the most perfect cabaret show I've ever seen. if you have Jim Gavin on, he might agree. I mean, it was just about 10 or 12 years ago at the Metropolitan Room, and Charlie had a five-week run visiting from Palm Beach, and I went four of the 5 weeks, and it was just tremendous, and that is one of Charlie's favorites, and Charlie is still with us, and big kudos and, salutations to Charlie Cochran down in Palm Beach, Florida, who knew everyone, was great friends with Judy Garland, Mary Martin, Nito Day. I mean, need I go on? He was really involved in the scene. I love Charlie. And I want to say, so in Buffalo, I met, Mark Murphy, and I started to produce and shows. And my first show that I ever produced in conjunction with Chuck Mancuso with Sheila Jordan with Cameron Brown up in Buffalo. Sheila and I are great friends. She's my musical mother, and Mark Murphy became my musical father, so to speak. And then I came to New York on my breaks from taking Chuck's courses. I would be writing papers about various artists, and I would look up the artists in his book. And that's how I found out about Kathleen Landis, Marlene Verplank, Ronnie White, Daryl Sherman, Steve Ross, John Wolowitz. I learned about all these different people that were in. I mean, there are so many names in this book, it's mind-boggling. But he would have, articles about some of them, but then charts of piano player singers. And so I would come to New York, and I looked up Steve Ross, and he was so generous. He allowed me to come and watch him at the Stanhope, and I wrote a paper on Steve. And not too long after that, I went to the Café Pierre, and I was obsessed with this kind of, cabaret music was really based on the wealthy, let's say. And, this idea of grand New York living from the days of Art Deco and trying to recapture the past of New York. And when I was coming back to New York from Buffalo and then moving back here subsequently in 2003, I was really trying to capture those glimmers of elegant New York nightlife that were remaining. And the Café Pierre was really the pinnacle of that. It was such a special room. And it became sort of my regular bar, so to speak, just out of college. A very unusual choice, I would say, for most. But that's where I met the wonderful Kathleen Landis and Nancy Winston, and then down the road, Ronnie White and Daryl Sherman around the same time. And I think we have a wonderful track by Kathleen Landis, who is a great friend, and we've done two or three tributes to the Café Pierre together, and we also produced a wonderful Cole Porter show together. I think we have a track from Kathleen Landis's album, Isn't It a Pity, a Gershwin tune, don't we?
Yes, we do. And I want to mention, you talk about capturing the elegance of the New York nightlife, and you also alluded to James Gavin's book. For anybody out there who has not read the book, it's a must-read, Intimate Nights, which just captures all of those elegant days from the beginning of the cabaret world up through the years. But yes, Kathleen Landis,
They ought listen to your song, Alex, Intimate Nights, based on that book as well. I apologize for leaving that out.
No, not at all. What Ari's referring to is I had written a song which I took many of the images that, that James Gavin's book has in there, the wording and the places that, that he describes, and I put a little song together that I call Intimate Nights. So I appreciate you mentioning that, but it was a labor of love, and James Gavin's book is terrific. And, you know, before you came on, I played Eartha Kitt, and of course, she's synonymous with those prestigious rooms that we're thinking of, the Plaza, the Waldorf, and of course, the Pierre. So yes, let's listen to Kathleen Landis right now. This is Kathleen Landis, and Isn't It a Pity?
It's a funny thing, I look at you, I get a thrill I never knew. Isn't it a pity we'd never met before? Here we are at last, it's like a dream. The two of us, a perfect team. And it's such a pity we'd never met. Why did I wander here and there and yonder, wasting precious time for no reason or rhyme? Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a crime? Imagine all the lonely years we've wasted. I with the neighbors, you at silly labors. What joys untasted. I reading Heine, you somewhere in China. Let's forget the past, let's both agree that I'm for you and you're for me. And it's such a pity we'd never met before. Untasted. My nights were sour, spent with Schopenhauer. Let's forget the past, let's both agree that I'm for you and you're for me. Isn't it a pity we'd never, never met before?
Pianist, vocalist Kathleen Landis, somebody that Ari and I are just so very fond of, and she's worked all the great rooms, and she continues today to be just a stellar performer out there in the cabaret scene. You're listening to the Golden Apple Cabaret Hour. My name is Alex Leonard, and my guest is Ari Silverstein, and we're talking about yesteryear, and we're talking about today, and what's going on in the cabaret scene. Now, Kathleen Landis was one of the first people that you encountered when you were here in New York, am I correct? Because I'd like you to know a little bit more about those piano bars that you were haunting in those days.
Well, yes. I mean, let me be straight about this. I'm from New York City, from Forest Hills. I still live there. But I learned about the music in Buffalo and would come back on my semester breaks from college back to New York and try and see as many of the performers in Chuck's book as I could. Huh. In those days, you really had to search out for records and CDs. The internet was not at full speed, and so finding the music online like you can today was really not an option. And so you really had to have the love and devotion to find the music out and go hear it live, really. And so the Café Pierre was one of my first stops, and as I mentioned. It was just a magical room full of smoke and but such characters, from debutantes to the best-dressed people were often folks from Queens who understood the Al Byron comes to mind, the wonderful songwriter who wrote Some of My Best Friends Are the Blues, and he used to come in a suit and tie with his wonderful girlfriend at the time, and he's also from Rego Park, next neighborhood over from me. But I would go to the Café Pierre and then to the Knickerbocker, which certainly wasn't a cabaret, but a legendary steakhouse of music. Mm-hmm. And that's where I heard Ronnie White and Valerie Capers and Bill Mays. And, I mean, the list just goes on and on. And then,
sure,
of course, the Cocktail Terrace at the Waldorf, where Darryl Sherman, who's now a longtime friend of 15 to 20 years, came into my life. And I just so miss these piano, Grand Hotel piano bars. I guess you could say that Bemelman's is the last one remaining, but it's certainly... It doesn't have the same feeling that the Pierre had, nor the Cocktail Terrace. It has its own feel, which is quite different. Mm. And it's really almost become too popular for its own good. Mm-hmm. But a couple of years ago, right before the pandemic, Kathleen did a wonderful thing by bringing her piano to an East Side hotel and at the Sen Bar at the Plaza Athenae. And for just a few months, we had old Cabaret Paradise back. At the piano bar there. It was a very intimate room. And that's one of the main things that we need to understand about cabaret is that it's the art of intimacy, the art of telling a story. And I think that nobody told a story as intimately as our next featured artist, which is Mabel Mercer, the doyenne of cabaret. She's really the... grandmother or the mother figure that we all look up to in the cabaret world. And I think that the Mabel Mercer Foundation has a upcoming concert that you wanted to mention.
Yes, the Mabel Mercer Foundation on June 2nd, they're going to present a show called I Like Men, which celebrates 102 years of Peggy Lee at the Weill Recital Hall at Carnegie Hall. It's hosted by Stacey Sullivan with music director John Weber. Of course, K.T. Sullivan is the director. The Mabel Mercer Foundation was founded by Donald Smith. And if people are interested in finding out more information about Mabel Mercer and the foundation, it's Mabel Mercer, MabelMercer.org. Yes, you talk about those piano bars. I remember growing up, always to me, and you just look at the movies, those piano bars, those hotel rooms, that was New York. Like that when I picture New York, I see that, and it is so strange to live in a town now where we can't find those rooms anymore. It really is sad.
Well, they used to say any respectable hotel or restaurant had a piano, and now I really don't know of any. If there is one, it's probably in a corner gathering dust or something. Isn't it?
Well, let's listen to Mabel Mercer right now. This is from an album where she plays and sings, rather. She sings the songs of Cole Porter. This is Down in the Depths.
With a million neon rainbows blazing below me and a million noisy taxis making a roar, here I sit above the town in my pet pailletted gown, down in the depths on the 90th floor. While the crowds El Morocco punish the parquet, and at 21 the couples clamor for more, I'm deserted and depressed in my regal eagle's nest, down in the depths on the 90th floor. When the only one you love loves another, what's the good of swing or cash in the bank galore? Why, even the janitor's wife has a perfectly good love life. And here am I, facing tomorrow, alone with my sorrow, down in the depths on the 90th floor.
Mabel Mercer, Down in the Depths on the 90th Floor. My name is Alex Leonard, and we are chatting with Ari Silverstein at the Golden Apple Cabaret. Tell me, you have a favorite New York song, I believe. Jerry Southern was a fine singer. Can you tell us about that, Ari?
Well, I love Jerry Southern, and Chuck Mancuso in Buffalo certainly loved her, as Charlie Cochran is another one who champions her. And actually, I first heard this song on the Erdogan's New York Cabaret series, which, if you don't have it, and if you love cabaret, you must. And I learned about so many singers on that, on the, those albums, from Mae Barnes to Greta Keller.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those was Ted Strater. And he does All in Fun on that album, and that's where I first heard it. But I'm also very fond of Jerry's version. And we are seen around New York, El Morocco and the Stork, and the latest stay up late cafes. I am on the town with you these days. That's the way it stands. And to me, that just so encapsulates the life that I try to lead now. Unfortunately, the El Morocco and the Stork are no longer. But, you know, if you squint your eyes just enough, you could go down to Pangea on a Wednesday night when Ben Cassara is hosting his jazz and cabaret series down there. And if you squint your eyes just enough and have enough Manhattans or Negronis, maybe you can catch just a pastiche of nightlife, New York nightlife past. And let's hear Jerry Southern playing the wonderful All in Fun.
Yes, Jerry Southern, all with the Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein tune, All in Fun.
We are seen around New York, El Morocco and the Stork, and the other stay-up-late cafes. I am on the town with you these days. That's the way it stands. Just a fellow and a girl, we have had a little whirl, and our feet have left the ground a bit. We've played around a bit. That's the way it stands. For we are strictly good time Charlies who like to drink and dance around and maybe kick romance around. And that's the way it stands. All in fun. This thing is all in fun. When all is said and done, how far can it go? Some cocktails, some orchids, a show or two, a line in a column that links me with you. Just for laughs, you're with me night and day. And so the dopes all say that I'm that way about you. What they say is true.
All in Fun. That was Jerry Southern, a singer and rather a shy person, from what I understand, well known for her torch songs, and also a very, very fine pianist, Jerry Southern was. We're chatting with Ari Silverstein here on the Golden Apple Cabaret, and a person I'd love to talk to you about, and I know you felt very close to, was Mr. Mark Murphy.
Yes, well, Mark, as I mentioned, I met him in Buffalo, and I sort of became his student assistant, and then I helped him out a little bit on the road as he was getting up in years, and was just there for him, you know. I didn't quite understand when I was in Buffalo his musical genius. I said, well, this guy is pretty far out, and I really wasn't into far out music. At the time, he his album was called Lynx, which featured tunes like Land of Ubladi, which is a pretty far out tune. And but Chuck Mancuso said, you're really in the presence of a jazz master, a musical genius. And Chuck called him the leader of the jazz cabaret cult. This is somebody who is very, very jazzy, but at the same time sang a ballad that would greatly appeal to someone who was more of a cabaret listener. So the jazz artists tend to scat more. They play maybe around with the melody, take a little bit more musical chance with what they're performing. But then when you hear Mark sing a ballad, there's really nothing like it. Nobody, in my estimation, living or dead, compares to a Mark Murphy ballad. It's just really striking. And the tune that we have selected is something that Mark was very well known for. It was combining beat-era poetry with song. And this tells the story of, you know, being on the road with Jack Kerouac and hopping into a club to see Charlie Parker. And I just love this tune. Should we go into it, Alan?
Sure, sure. This tune is called Parker's Mood. It's based on Charlie Parker's recording, the blues recording. And also, as you mentioned, Mark Murphy recites some lines from the 1958 short novel The Subterraneans. And Mark Murphy was a big fan of Jack Kerouac. So let's listen to that now. Mark Murphy and Parker's Mood.
Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City. I'm feeling low down and blue, my heart's full of sorrow. Don't hardly know what to do. Where will I be tomorrow? Going to Kansas City, wanna go to, you know you can't make it with me. Going to Kansas City, sorry, but I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your windows high. When you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. I'm afraid there's nothing in this creamy, dreamy town a honky-tonk monkey woman could do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. The time is coming, I must leave you. So if I don't ever see your smiling face again, make a promise you'll remember, like a Christmas day in December, that I told you all through thick and thin, all up to the end. Parker's been your friend. Don't hang your head when you see you. See those six pretty horses pulling me with a $20 silky on my watch chain. Look at the smile on my face. Sing a little song and tell the world that I'm really free. Cry for me, cause I'm going to Kansas City. We went to the Red Drum to hear the jazz, which that night was Charlie Parker with Honduras Jones on drums and others interesting, probably Roger Beloit, too, whom I wanted to see now. And that
excitement of soft night San Francisco bop. And up on the stand, Bird Parker with solemn eyes, who'd been busted fairly recently and had now returned to a kind of bop dead Frisco, but had just discovered or been told about the Red Drum, the great new generation gang wailing and gathering there. So here he was on the stand, examining them with his eyes as he blew his now settled down into regulated design crazy notes. The booming drums, the high ceiling to hear Bird, whom I saw distinctly digging Mardu several times, also myself directly into my eye, looking to search if really I was that great writer I thought myself to be. As if he knew my thoughts and ambitions, or remembered me from other nightclubs and other coasts, other Chicagos. Not a challenging look, but the king and founder of the bop generation, at least the sound of it, in digging his audience, digging his eyes, the secret eyes, him watching as he just pursed his lips and let great lungs and immortal fingers work, his eyes separate and interested and humane, the kindest jazz musician there could be while being, and therefore, naturally, the greatest. Come with me if you want to go to Kansas City.
Remarkable voice of Mark Murphy. That's Parker's Mood, and we're chatting with Ari Silverstein. He is the director of NYCJazzTour.com, and we were talking about Mark and his connection to Jack Kerouac. A big fan of Jack Kerouac, and when you read on the road, it's amazing that was taken from notebooks that Jack Kerouac had done in the 1940s. Wasn't published till 57, sometime in the late 50s. But when you think about it, when you read that book, it just reminds me of life in the 1960s. It was so ahead of his time. Ari, I'd like to ask you, because you are a man out on the town, and God bless you. We love you. I can't tell you how many musicians count on you for our livelihood. Tell me some of the rooms. What's going on now? How do you see the town? What rooms do you like to stop into? Do you feel the energy? Do you feel we're kind of getting back after this hiatus we had?
Well, you know, it's very... The focus of the show is cabaret, and I hate to say that there really is not that much, as far as I'm concerned, really happening in the world of cabaret these days.
Mm-hmm.
You do have 54 Below, I guess, and... Don't Tell Mamas, and, you know, Broadway at Birdland. I mean, I just saw Steve Ross this past Monday, who's a dear friend. So sometimes you get somebody like Steve on a Monday night. But back in the day, you know, you'd get to see him over a month and a half at the Algonquin.
Yes.
But as far as what's happening now, I mean, Pangea, I would say, is kind of the hot spot for cabaret. In an intimate setting, which I think is, you know, quite critical to what we need.
And Pangea, really, just to remind people, is down on 2nd Avenue right there between 11th and 12th Street in the East Village.
Yeah. And I booked three seasons of music there in the past.
Yep.
I'm not no longer affiliated with them. But
I drink there.
Say that I gladly accept cocktails. You know, I'd like to say that most of my time is spent in jazz rooms, and Smalls and Mesro in the West Village are two of my favorites. You know, Mesro is an intimate piano bar with dark lighting and marvelous bartender, and Smalls has an all-night party vibe going, so I...
Well, thank you, Ari.
Outro music.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Ari. You've been a wonderful guest. Such a pleasure to speak with you today. You're tuned in to the Golden Apple Cabaret Hour here on WVOX 1460 AM or streaming live on the Internet at the Listen Live link at WVOX.com. My name is Alex Leonard, and I'd like to thank Gerald Bell for being at the controls today and allowing all this music to run so smoothly. Also, Senior Vice President and Chief of Staff Don Stevens and our leader, Bill O'Shaughnessy, and the entire crew of WVOX. My guest today, again, has been Ari Silverstein, director of NYCJazzTour.com. That's NYCJazzTour.com. You can also find him online at the Silverstein Collection, his luxury real estate practice. When you are out on the town, like Ari, and you hear live music, please take a moment to search out a manager or a club owner. Let them know how much you enjoyed the music. That reminder from our cabaret rockin' tour, Elliot Ames. Such a pleasure, Ari, to be sharing this wonderful music with you. Everybody from Mark Murphy to Kathleen Landis to Mabel Mercer to Jerry Southern. And we'll be back next week. Thank you all for stopping into the Golden Apple Cabaret. Till next week.
You better go because I like you much too much. Too much. I like you much. Too much.
AM 1460 WVOX, New Rochelle.